The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Washington this morning and bring in Allison Pokorin, congressional reporter. Senate Republicans are meeting today, and their job is to select a new leader. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a big day in Washington, D.C., and Senate Republicans are certainly going to have their bite of that apple. They're going to be choosing a new leader for the first time in over 17 years. Leader Mitch McConnell has said he is not going to seek the role as Republican leader. They're going to select a new leader today in what's going to be a pretty contentious three-way race for the role. They'll all gather up behind closed doors to kind of choose who they're going to go with. And right now, there are three main candidates for the role: Senator John Cornyn from Texas, Senator John Thune from South Dakota, and Senator Rick Scott from Florida.
Any one of those three have the inside lead?
Certainly a closed-door process, and in order to win this thing today, they're going to need 27 votes. That's half of the incoming Senate majority. Right now, it does seem that Thune has a slight edge in this race. Rick Scott is seen as sort of the underdog, and Cornyn, who also has some leadership experience, is sort of seen as jockeying for second here. So that's the way it appears to stack up. But there are a number of factors that could have a surprise swing on this race. Rick Scott, for instance, has tried to brand himself as a deeply Trump-aligned appointment. So he's saying, if you support Donald Trump, you should support me. Trump, I should say, has not publicly endorsed in this race. He's not put his weight behind any one particular candidate. Instead, he's called for support of specific policy positions.
And we're speaking with Allison Pokorin at the Capitol this morning with this decision by the Senate today for their new leader. I want to ask you one other thing about the Trump appointments that we're starting to hear about. For cabinet positions, I mean, it seems as though that's going to need to be voted on, right, by the Senate. But what about czars? I'm also seeing that they may not have to get that same approval, that they could be appointed more quickly.
Yeah, you're right about that. These new positions that Trump is creating, these border czar positions, or as you all were just discussing, this Department of Government Efficiency position, those are not cabinet positions. And as a result, there's not a formal Senate confirmation process over those roles. Now, senators may weigh in and say what they think about those positions, but they won't have to go through that formal vetting process of sitting before a Senate committee, taking questions, and then being voted on by the whole of the Senate. So it certainly is a sort of different track that folks that are getting those positions nominated for them that they are on, as opposed to, say, a Secretary of Defense or Secretary of State.
Allison, thank you so much. Allison Pokorin, congressional reporter, joining us live this morning from Washington.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.